This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Export Credit Guarantee Program that we refer to as GSM is a program administered by USDA that provides guarantees for credit that is extended by the private banking sector in the United States to an approved foreign bank. So in essence, trying to provide guarantees that will facilitate the financing of the export of U.S. agricultural commodities.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In some of the most recent years, you've had guarantees that have been extended for between $5 and $6 billion worth of commodity sales. Now, in terms of cotton's use of the program, it does use the program. It's probably a relatively small slice, but it is important for a couple of key markets for U.S. cotton. And normally, we see those guarantees being used for Turkey and South Korea. And in recent years, it's been somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 to $150 million.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
These changes have been brought about by the decision that occurred in the WTO dispute between the United States and Brazil. Obviously, part of that dispute involved portions of the cotton program, but another part of that dispute involved the Export Credit Guarantee Program for essentially all commodities. And through the ongoing discussions that have been occurring between the United States and Brazil, there was agreement to make some changes to the Export Credit Guarantee Program. And this USDA announcement that we're now seeing is really putting some of those agreed-to changes in effect by adjusting the fees that are being charged.